So what is your name?
My name is Edwin.
And Edwin, what do you do here?
What I do here is I'm a team coordinator for FH, and today we are here in Costa Vicente. I was born in a community like this. Actually, I was born in a community that is just like, I'll say like 20 minutes away from here. And it was hard, like it was hard living here. And sometimes I used to come on vacation to the community, and it was nice to see, you know, my people, but at the same time it was like hard because of the lack of things that I understood were like basic needs that I didn't have. Now they have like their own bathroom and, you know, it's more privacy and they feel better. And I think this is a huge thing, and this is a huge impact for the community and for me to be able to see that, like someone coming from a community like this, I understand how important that is for them. I always see how you guys build relationships with the kids in the community. And seeing you coming, knowing their names, which is very important to them. Like when you come, you know their names, you ask for them, they remember you, you remember them, and that shows how important they are for you. And that's one of the relationships like I really like, and I know it's important for the community. I know that you are about to finish your commitment with this community, but that doesn't mean that they are not going to continue loving and appreciating what you guys have done, because the approach of FH is that once you guys leave the community, they will be able to be self-sustainable, and they will continue to, you know, put into practice everything that we have been teaching them or educating them about. I just want to thank you for, you know, the opportunity of sending some people from your church to our community, to this community, get something that's going to last forever.
You may have been thinking, what can I really be thankful for this morning? And someone just thought, I'm thankful for my bathroom. we chuckle, right? Because it seems a foregone conclusion, and yet for much of the world, the statistics that John mentions are real. And thank you so much. Because over the last 10 years of this partnership with Food for the Hungry and Cruz de Vicente, one of the primary couples that has just recklessly, selflessly, countlessly given their hours and their heart to the Dominican Republic and this partnership is a couple that I want to introduce to you in just a second. They've not only gone numerous times, but they have been our liaison and caring for this relationship and helping lead these teams. Would you please welcome and thank Randy and Brenda Carr? This is an amazing couple, and Randy, I noticed something I never saw in the Rooted video, that was a one-handed baptism you did, and I just think that takes an incredible amount of skill. Sorry about your left wing, but guys, thank you so much, and I just want you to take a quick look at a service of people that we get to enjoy the faithfulness of the arrival, because some people gave beyond and made it happen. And so can we just thank them one more time, Randy and Brenda? We love you guys, and thank you. Thank you so much. It's the giving and the generosity is huge, and it makes it happen, but without the heart and the people behind it, it doesn't go anywhere, and we're thankful for Randy and Brenda. And yet, I love being able to thank them, and then I start looking around and going, oh my, there are so many people that make New Life an amazing place. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do quickly. If you, this last year, have served in any capacity here at New Life, it doesn't matter whether outreach council, church council, kids trek, alive, greeters, ushers, production, worship, safety team, front desk, I'm not going to remember them all, but would you please, if you've served in any way in any of our men's ministry, women's ministry, would you please stand and just let us thank you and recognize any capacity that you served in. So valuable to us. And I look around at the people standing up and I realize the dozens of ways that people serve around here. And if I didn't quickly list your group, please just know how grateful we are. It's such an amazing place because of you. Thank you. Thank you. We recently thanked one of our long-term volunteers for some health reasons that couldn't continue to come in and serve at our front desk, that maybe when you call or when you come to the offices. And I just wanted to thank, represented by Inger, all the people that aren't here that we'd like to say thank you to. Can I just show you a little bit of the celebration we had for Inger? Three generations of Inger's family here at New Life serving actively. And as Inger retired from that one volunteer role, we just want to say thank you. But what Inger represents to us, all of you who serve in so many capacities represent as well. So we thank Inger, even though she's not here this morning. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I'll give you a short thought. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. King James puts it this way. In everything, someone say, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks. Here's the thought. Well, Jim, I can be thankful later, but right now, listen. Right now, I'm in it. I'm in it right now. When I get through it, I'll be grateful it's over. Who's ever said that? I'll just be grateful when it's over. I'll just be glad to be done with it. Well, what's it? I don't know what your it is, but everybody has an it. But that's not what the scripture is saying. The scripture says, when you're in over your head, be grateful. When you're in up to your eyeballs, in what? In it. When you can't see a future and a hope, when you're afraid of what's right around the corner, when you're fearful of the other shoe that's gonna drop, when you know you aren't doing everything right, you can do the next right thing. Well, what's the next right thing? You may be asking, God, what's the next right decision? I want to do the next right thing. Just show me your will, and I'll show you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning or for you. For you. Someone say, that's me. That's me. It's for you. But what does it mean? This might seem elementary, but what does it mean to be thankful? Well, I'm thankful. Well, nobody can tell. What does it mean to be thankful? To be thankful means to appreciate, to give value to someone, to demonstrate what someone or something is worth. Here's the thought. No matter what you're going through, you can still evaluate what you appreciate. The devil is won when you quit evaluating what you're appreciating. If he can get your eyes off of Jesus, like Peter, put your focus on the waves, you're gonna sink. But when you can look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, who for the joy set before you, before him, endured the cross, despised the shame, and is now sat down at the right hand of God, Jesus was in it to win it. He was in it in where we're talking about now. He evaluated what he appreciated. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, who for the joy set before him. Who was that joy? When he was in it, when he was going to the cross for you and I, he evaluated what he appreciated. And I want to show you how Jesus, in the face of the cross, remained grateful. He evaluated what he appreciated, and you were worth it. When he was in it, Jesus is our model of when we are in it, the way we win it is to evaluate what we appreciate. It's hard to do, though. In everything, give thanks. The word everything doesn't leave a whole lot of wiggle room. I mean, I'd have picked a different word if it was my book of the Bible. In most things, eventually in everything, but in everything. Plus, do you really want to wiggle out of the will of God? It's saying it's his will. The strategic way that the shepherd of your soul walks you through the valley of the shadow of death is that he is in it with you, and if you evaluate what you appreciate, something, someone, anything, anyone, but you begin to evaluate what you appreciate, and you watch what happens to your sour attitude with the power of gratitude. It's God's strategy for you. So it's time for Thanksgiving this week. So let's get started. Let's get started. Let's get busy. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Who wants to live in God's will? Right? So here we go. This is it. This is the next step of staying in lockstep with the power of the Spirit and the will of the Father in Christ Jesus for you. What's the thief of your thankfulness? What robs you of your gratitude? It's good to know, so when it's happening, you can know it's leaving the building. And go, not today. For me, I think, I thought about this, just to be vulnerable, I think when I feel kind of attacked, it's hard to be grateful, particularly towards the person that's like opposing you or the thing that's, you know, the car that's in your way. Just, oh man, I'm just so thankful for that Camry. You know, it's, when things get in our way, when they don't appear to be for us or what we're trying to do, it tends to remove gratitude, right, from the equation. And yet, the opposite is equally true. When someone does something for you, they let you in. Let's just say they let you go in front of them. Who's ever kind of given them the wave? They can't see you. They don't know you. But you're just like, hey, I love you, man. Thank you. And yet, when they don't let you in, thanks for nothing. Some of you have another wave for them. Do not do that. It's not helpful. What we have to realize is gratitude is a spiritual strategy. It's God's will that's for you. And if God is for you, then his will for you is for you to be grateful in everything. Okay, it's a mouthful. You say, Jim, aren't you kind of taking that? I mean, it's one verse in Thessalonians and kind of getting carried away with this gratitude stuff. I know it's Thanksgiving, but seriously, I think it's a bigger deal than that. Ephesians 5:20. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, that's two spots. How about the next book? Philippians. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Oh, coincidence. How about the next book? Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, it doesn't say anything about being thankful. Giving thanks through him to God. There's something about gratitude, a posture of gratitude when we're in it that makes a difference. It's a way for you to navigate the most difficult seasons, the most difficult people, around the most difficult holidays, the most difficult emotions we have. Because see, if you shut off the faucet of gratitude through you, well, then you effectively shut off the flow of grace to you. you don't want to do that. Because that allows bitterness, resentment, entitlement, isolation, and self-absorption, otherwise known as the holidays, to take place. But they can be times of celebration, times of deep thanksgiving. And we can start here. So realize God is for you, and his will for you is for you to live first and foremost with an attitude of gratitude towards those around you. I'm gonna have the band come back here, and we're gonna close in a moment. But here's my question for you. Who's in it? Who's in it right now? We're talking about who, in everything, like, oh, I'm in it right now. I want to talk to those of you who are in it right now. Jesus was in it one night, and he was gonna go through it with an attitude of gratitude. He was about to get stabbed in the back by Judas and Peter, right? Two close friends. The temple guard were about to come after him in the garden. The world was turning against him, and Rome was going to nail him to a tree. Let's pick up Paul's description, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord, Paul said, that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night, in which he was betrayed, Jesus was in it, and he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, this cup is a new covenant. It's in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So here's the question before the ushers come. What is your life proclaiming this Thanksgiving? Are you proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes? Because it can proclaim gratitude. Eucharisteo, this is the Greek word for communion. Gratitude in the storm, courage and compassion to not give up, but to give thanks. To not give up, but to give thanks. Not give up, but give thanks in the face of others' failures. Maybe today Jesus is giving you the gift of communion so you can follow this divine spiritual strategy of gratitude and let communion say, follow me, follow my lead, strategically surrender your will for God's will. Be the broken bread and the poured out wine of the body of Christ. Eucharist, Eucharisteo. It means what? Thanksgiving. This is who we are. This is what we do. Jim, I don't know how I'm going to get through it. The way you're going to get through it is the same way Jesus taught us when he was walking through it. We practice the power of gratitude. We give thanks. We do what the psalmist sung when he wrote, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart, and I will enter his courts with praise. Whatever the challenge, I know the next right choice. I'm going to put on the mind of Christ and be the broken bread and poured out wine of the new covenant towards others by giving thanks. First to God, and then through others. Because even when we don't see it, we're grateful. Even when we don't feel it, we're grateful. Even when we're in it, we're grateful because we know that gratitude opens gates. We know that praise opens doors. And when we evaluate what we appreciate, chains fall off and we walk out of prisons. Amen. When we praise, I give you the Eucharist, the broken bread, poured out wine. Ushers, would you come? hold on to this thanksgiving, and we'll give thanks together after everyone's been served. Carolyn.